This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, Johnny Antonucci, and this is the program that helps you take the emotion out of investing. And the reason you want to do that is so that you can stay the course towards your retirement plan and goals well into your retirement years. And the person that's going to help you do that is our financial coach. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend. Give him a call at 561-1155. Schedule your own personal meet and greet session with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. He will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He does what's called an MRI, and the financial MRI basically will show you if you're taking undue risk, if you're paying too much in hidden fees. It's going to make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. And it's going to make sure that you have enough income to outlast you. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. We've got a tremendous show on tap this beautiful Saturday morning. We've got a great interview with David Bach. He is an author, a financial author of 9 books. He's been on Oprah many times. He's been on Regis and Kelly on Live. And the coach did a great interview with him. And coach, it's great to see you this morning. You got a great interview with David Bach, and I think it's going to be very beneficial for the listeners today.
Yeah, this is going to be a big time treat because David is... he really has a financial background. His dad was in the business, and he has written many best-selling New York Times best-selling books. So I'm going to introduce him pretty soon, but it's going to be a treat. So if you're by your phone, your phone too, you could be listening to it online too. But if you're by the radio, stay there because it's going to come on in a few minutes. He's going to be coming on. So I'm looking forward to that. And like you said, yeah, he's been on Oprah many times. That's how impressive would that be to be on Oprah? And so we're going to be talking about that, and that's going to be in a couple minutes. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, this has been a great week with the market. We're going to talk about the market after the interview with David. We're going to talk about the market. We're going to talk about our workshops that's been going on. We're going to talk about really the media, what's going on with the media. And there's a lot of things going on. And Trump is...
fake news or very fake news?
Yes.
You know, he's taking it up a notch.
It's not fake anymore. It's very, very fake. I love it. But anyway, no, it's going to be a great show this morning. I think it's going to be one of our better shows that we've had, this year. Of course, we've only had about 4 or 5 of them this year. But with that being said, John, how was your son's getting married next week?
Saturday, pretty exciting. And, that costs money. And obviously, thank God for investments and different things you can pull from in that hour of need.
Well, two out of three are going to
They're all going to be gone. So just be me and her in the house. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of golf. And we're just trying to kill a little bit of time until David gets on the line. But it's going to be a great – I can't wait to ask him some of these questions because we're going to talk about how to pick your financial planner. And, how to pick your advisor. And I think that's so important. So I'm going to ask some questions about that. I'm going to ask some questions about what to look for in portfolios. Because he has managed over almost $1 billion of assets under management. And he's helped this other group grow to like $15 billion. So he really knows what he's doing. So this is going to be a great, great treat. So I'm pumped up about it. And I already have all my questions out that I'm going to ask him. I'm going to pick his brain. Because, when you get someone like this on the phone, you want to, or in person, you just want to just find out what he thinks and really to see if it's aligned the way that we're talking to our clients. And I have a feeling it is going to be in line. So it's going to be very exciting. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking to David Bach coming up right after this.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend. I'm very excited about our guest that we have on our show. His name is David Bach, and David has been in the financial industry for nearly three decades, and he's author of 9 best-selling books. He's also been a guest on Oprah Winfrey's show several times and is considered one of America's most trusted financial experts. David, you're one of the most prolific and best-selling financial authors of our time. You've written 9 consecutive New York Times best-selling books, including the number one bestseller, Smart Women Finish Rich and Smart Couples Finish Rich, and The Automatic Millionaire. Find out more about David at finishrich.com. David, as I've worked with many clients, I've been surprised at the number of people who has, financial advisors, but surprisingly, they don't have a detailed financial plan. When you think about the key components of a good financial strategy, what comes to your mind?
Well, there's so much to it. So again, the first thing is a good financial plan looks at everything. They don't just look at a part of your portfolio. They don't just go, okay, show me what you've got over here and I'll help you manage that money. A good financial plan takes a look at your overall net worth statement, takes a look at your insurance, looks at your cash flow needs, looks at your goals financially, and builds an entire holistic investment plan around that. With that said, when you drill into the actual investment plan, I will tell you that the most critical component of that investment plan is that it matches up with your risk tolerance. So it doesn't pay to make an investment plan that's aggressive, even if you need to be aggressive, if you can't handle being aggressive. Many people, in fact, I would say my experience, most people when they reach retirement, they don't want to take a lot of risk. They've reached a point where, if anything, they're like at the top of the mountain. They've worked really hard to get there and they don't want to fall off the top of the mountain. So it is really important that your financial plan, that your investment strategy match your goals and your tolerance for risk and what is called volatility. How much can you handle markets going up and down? Once you've done that conversation, once you've looked at that, a good financial advisor is going to create a detailed asset allocation strategy that matches what you told them your risk tolerance was and your goals. And asset allocation is one of those complicated terms that in many cases, it just blows right over people's heads. But in layman terms, it's what grandma used to say, which is, don't put all your eggs in one basket. When you diversify your investments, when you have some investments in stocks and bonds and cash, and gold and real estate, when your portfolio, and you've got global investments, when your portfolio is really well diversified, you know that in any given point throughout the year, some things are going to go up and some things are going to go down. But over time, that investment portfolio is going to do decently. You're not looking, I'm a big believer, and you're not looking for home runs. When you retire, you're looking for singles. You want to have a winning season. You want a bunch of singles. You want to just keep skid on base and get home. And that's how I think a good financial advisor will build your plan. And again, that asset allocation strategy, we know for a fact, when we look at what creates the performance of a client's investment returns, all the studies have shown that asset allocation is the driving component. In fact, studies have shown that over 90% of a portfolio's return is based on the asset allocation decisions that are made. So that is really I don't know if secret sauce is the right word, but it is a critical component of the investment plan that is created for you. And then really a big part of that plan is making sure that it is regularly reviewed and regularly rebalanced based on your goals and what's changing in your life. And that's the investment side. The second part I'll put to this is it's really important that your financial plan looks at estate planning. And specifically when I talk about estate planning, I'm going to be really basic here for a second. It means that you've got yourself a will or a living trust in place so that in case something happens to you or when something happens to you or when something happens to your spouse or if something were to happen to the two of you, you've got a written legal document that tells your beneficiaries how the estate should be taken over and where the money should be distributed. That is simply critical. It has to be done. It needs to be a part of your financial plan. And then there are sometimes where insurance is a big part of that financial plan. You may be insuring one or both of you in case of disaster so that there's enough money to take care of the other person or your kids. And then another time insurance comes into play is for estate purposes. The estate can be so big that a lot of people use insurance as an estate planning vehicle to pay the taxes when they pass away. So that's all really important. And the last thing, and I know I've covered a lot here, is the beneficiary issue. Really important that the beneficiaries are up to date and correct on everything. So the beneficiary is correct on your IRA accounts, on your annuities, on your insurance. You need to make sure that all your beneficiaries have been up to date. And you also want to check and make sure that you have a succession beneficiary in place. A lot of times people have a beneficiary, which is their spouse. But if something were to happen to them and their spouse, they don't have a successor, which is often the kids or the estate. So you need to have that on your documents, and you should make sure those are up to date.
Well, that's definitely great advice. And David, I do see that all the time. I've been doing this for many years also, and that is something I always look for, is that beneficiary, to see who is their beneficiary. So David, what should they look for in a financial advisor?
Okay, so that's the $1 million question, right? What do you look for? First question you look for is, I think, number one, do you trust them? And I think that that's the single biggest thing people are looking for, actually. When you go into a financial advisor's office, do you trust them? And a lot of times people are going, how do I know if I can trust this person? So first of all, I really do believe that most of us have an incredible gut sense immediately with people if we can trust them. And our gut sense is almost always right. I think you know in the first 10 minutes if you can trust the person you're sitting across from. And if for some reason you get a sense you can't, then that's, I think, all you really, quite frankly, need to know. If you do trust them, then I always go back to what Ronald Reagan said, which is about the Russians. He once upon a time said, trust but verify. So I think once you feel like you can trust a financial advisor, well, then you need to verify, you know, who are they? That's a very easy thing to do. There are all kinds of websites you can go on today, BrokerCheck. You can check their ADV. But, you know, the advisor can provide this to you also. Go online and do the due diligence to make sure your advisor actually is who he says he is or is who she says he is. Compare it to what they told you. If they told you they've been in the business 20 years and you go back online and you should find out that they've only been in the business 5 years, that's a problem. You want to find out, has that advisor got complaints against them? These are the kind of things, by the way, that a ethical, honest, well-doing financial advisor is never going to be concerned with, because there won't be complaints and they're never going to tell you anything that's not true. So these are very easy things to validate and very easy things to check. The second thing is, I always go back to the holistic side of this, which is, when you meet with a financial advisor, a good one's going to really spend time asking you a lot of questions. They're going to get to know you. They're going to get to know your past. They're going to get to know your present. They're going to want to know where you see your future going. They're going to talk to you about your values. They're going to talk to you about your goals. They're going to talk to you about your dreams. They're not going to just talk to you about what age do you want to retire at and how much money do you have. That's what I would call the beginning stages of financial planning. You know, the question, what's your number? That's an old school question. You know, good financial advisors today are really having a holistic conversation with their clients, getting to know them closely. And you'll feel that. That advisor should be in question mode, not in sales mode. And then when they present you with the investment plan, a good financial advisor is going to make absolutely sure that you understand it. And if you don't understand it, you should feel comfortable asking them questions. And you should feel comfortable asking them as many questions as you want. If you feel like you can't ask that financial advisor questions, then it's quite frankly possible that they're the wrong advisor for you. Then you also want to make sure that you understand the fees. So a fiduciary and a good financial advisor is going to be very transparent with you about the fee structure. I would tell you that that's really, at this point in the day with the DOL ruling, that's their job and that's the law. They need to really disclose the fees. You need to understand what's costing you. And that goes back to my last comment here, which is I really think you should hire financial advisors that are fiduciaries. These are people who are registered to be investment advisors. They have gone through a test to be a registered investment advisor, and they are required by law to be a fiduciary that puts your interest first. And I think if you do all of those things, which I know sounds like a lot, but people do them all the time and they find a great financial advisor, finding a great financial advisor can change your life and protect your family.
Well, David, you know, as you know, stock markets are at an all-time high, interest rates are near all-time low, And, you know, there is really a lot of volatility out there in the global marketplace, and numerous other things are affecting the investor. What do you believe is important to keep in mind when investing in today's markets?
Well, that's a great question. Well, first thing you got to keep in mind is that the markets don't always go up, right? I think people know that, and I think people remember that, but it's interesting because as I sit here and I do this interview, we are living through a seven-year bull market. I mean, we have basically had, since the bottom of the market in 2009, we've had a market pretty much go straight up. Now, there's been volatility in that market, and by the way, that's a really important point, that there have been points throughout the last 7 years where the markets have had, you know, drops, where the market has pulled back 5 or 10%. And that's very normal. In fact, what's important to know is it's very normal for markets to go up and markets to go down. It's a lot like the weather. You're going to have winter and you're going to have summer, you're going to have spring. It is important to expect that markets will go up and markets will go down. And again, I think the real key in surviving a volatile market is diversification. It is having a professionally managed, diversified portfolio with professional money management that has a combination of really everything in it. You've got stocks, you've got bonds, you've got cash, you've got U.S. investments, you've got global investments. You know, on the stock portion of the portfolio, you've got large cap, you've got mid cap, you've got small cap. You have value stocks, you have growth stocks in all of those sectors. You have global investments. On the fixed income side, you have government bonds and corporate bonds and preferred stock and high yield and treasury, you know, inflation protected securities. All of these different investments, if you wrap them together and you build a really well-diversified portfolio, you're going to do better going through these volatile markets as they go up and down. And then the key to your asset allocation model is that it's automatically rebalanced. So that's being looked at daily and it's being rebalanced, almost forcing you at times to sell high and buy low. Often what happens with investors is they buy high and sell low. And professional asset allocation does the exact opposite for you as a client and as an investor. And that can make all the difference in the world. I will also say it's really important to understand the risk that your investments have. So a good financial advisor will use risk-based tools to help you look at the risk in your portfolio. A lot of advisors today are using a tool we use called Riskalyze. It is a way to help the client really have a deep conversation about their comfort level with risk and then build a portfolio based on the level of risk that they are comfortable taking. I think that's simply critical. The last thing I would say here is that when people talk about risk, they often talk about risk based on the stock market. And it's really important to know that there is risk in all the markets. There's risk in fixed income. There's risk in bonds. One of the great risks in fixed income is that for all intents and purposes, we've been in a 30-year bull market in bonds. So because rates are an all-time low, bonds have done very, very well. The value of bonds have gone up. It's been a very, almost an easy place in the last 5, 6, 7 years, even 10 years to make money in bonds. As rates go up, bond prices will come down. So it's critical that you understand the risk inherent in a interest rising market, which we will ultimately someday have, and that you prepare your portfolio accordingly. And again, if you're not clear on what kind of risk maybe your fixed income and your investments have, that's the kind of thing you can talk to your financial advisor about. And they can kind of look at your portfolio, take a look at the duration of your bonds, give you some evaluation as to whether or not you do have too much risk in that portfolio, and talk about ways that maybe they can taper the risk down a bit.
I believe you're right, David. I've had this discussion many times with potential clients. I know it's important that people feel comfortable with their financial advisor. As you stated, having a financial plan is incredibly important to reach the retirement you've always wanted. Here at the Advantage Retirement Group, we will help you to create a plan that works towards your retirement goals. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Again, thanks so much, Dave. I know your time is so important, and I'm very honored to have you on our show, and I appreciate the time you've given us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been great to be with you today.
And we'll have some more of Saving the Investor in a couple minutes.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Give Coach Townsend a call at 561-1155. You can schedule your own meet and greet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He does what's called a financial MRI, and that's going to be beneficial to those of you that are retired or soon to be retired, because it examines the portfolio that you have from the inside out, and it will expose any hidden fees. He's going to make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial well into your retirement year so that you can set a course towards the retirement plan and strategy that you have set with Coach Alfie Townsend. And Coach, that was an absolutely tremendous interview with David Box. I'm telling you, what great information that's going to help people really select or really when they sit down with an advisor.
And really what to look for. It's David, if you're listening again, just thank you so much. That was awesome. And, you know, he talked about everything that we talked about. Allocation is the most important thing. How many times have we said that? Allocation. He talked about analogy of really hitting singles instead of trying to hit home runs. And that's when you're in retirement, that's what you want. You want to hit some singles, some doubles here and there. Then you'll hit a home run now and then when that market brings it up. But you're not trying to hit a home run every year. If you're going to do that, you could be in a very volatile time, you know, when the market does turn the other way. And like he said, it doesn't always go up. And when it doesn't always go up, you want to make sure that you're not taking these big losses when it goes down. These are just, you know, I'm still excited about the interview, as you can tell. But
yeah, it was amazing. And like you said, the allocation is really one of the most important things. And you find out that most people are not allocated properly. Isn't that correct when they come in?
It is. Most people are not allocated properly. They have what they, you know, they're heavy in either large cap stocks or one, you know, one or two asset classes. So, you know, it's important to do that financial MR to find out when the market does start to get, you know, how to, like David said, surviving a volatile market. And it's important to be diversified. And people think, John, they're diversified, but the bottom line is a lot of times they're not as diversified as they think, because they might have different funds, but they all are buying the same companies. That's called, you know, it's called overlap. So they're overlapping with heavy in Apple stocks or Google or whatever it is, what's out there. One thing he said, and we always talk about it, what President Reagan said with the Russians, trust but verify. And that's what he said about an advisor. Interview me, because that's what, you know, we're applying for a job, and that's what happens. And what he said is, you know, your gut can give you that gut sense in the first 10 minutes. You know if you like the person or not. That's true. Your gut
either
feeling.
Either connect or you don't, right?
Yeah, either you connect or you don't. And then, so he said that, and I liked what he said there. But he also said there's so many things to check, you know, with your ADV of FINRA and all that other stuff. There's so many things to check. Find out if this broker is, you know, if he's been in trouble or if he's doing things right. And I encourage people, check us out, because we do it right. You know, we're there to help you, and we're there to give you the best advice we can possibly give you and put you on that path to retirement, that you don't have to sit and, you know, think about, hey, should I sell? Should I buy? Do I have income coming in? You know, we do the whole income plan. We talk about the income plan. We talk about the asset allocation plan, the rebalancing. We do everything what Dave was talking about, what you need an advisor. That's why he wanted to do the interview with us, because he knows we're doing it right.
Yeah, and you want someone who's going to make the best decisions for you. And, you know, we talk about the suitability versus fiduciary, which you are fiduciary, which your responsibility is to them. You know, I think it's important to note that basically you are going to maximize what their portfolio can do for them, can't you?
Absolutely. We're going to, you know, look at, that's the most important thing, is find out what you have. If we say it at the workshops, we do it on the radio, the TV, we say find out what you have by doing that financial MRI that we offer at no cost. It's, you know, if you've saved enough for retirement, it's worth to give your portfolio a second set of eyes, and I call it a validation. The same thing as you know, validation verifies the same thing. You want to verify and validate that you are on the right course in your retirement. The market's doing good. So what happens at this time, John, people get a little bit complacent and they don't do it until the market starts to go down. You got to do it before it goes down so it doesn't go down as much. And you can still have those nice returns that we're looking at.
That's a great point. And you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. We're going to be right back right after this break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Phone number to call is always jot it down. It's a local call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You want to schedule a meet and greet session with the coach. He has two offices, Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. And he does what's called the financial MRI that's beneficial for those of you that are soon to be retired or currently retired. So we'll examine your portfolio from the inside out and expose all the hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each year. It's going to show you if you're diversified and allocated properly, going to make sure that you're not taking too much undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting. And Alfie's going to answer the question you should be asking, will my income last? 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we just had a tremendous interview with David Bach in the first segment. He's an author of 9 books. He's been on Oprah Winfrey shows many, many times. If you missed that, you can go back to the website at foxnews.com, and you can take a look at that or listen to that once again. But, Coach, it's been an incredible week. You know, Donald Trump had an amazing press conference this week, basically berated most of the reporters. But all the indications with all the business sectors is that the markets are responding because of the tax cut that's about to come down the pike. I saw a great interview with our Congress, Paul Ryan, last night, that they're on a 200-day schedule and they are right on track. And if everything continues to go as planned, a lot of great things are going to be happening in this country that could be positive. You know, we don't know, but could be positive for the markets, can it?
It can be very positive for the market, and really the American people are not used to hearing a politician. I had a client say this this past week. They said, you know, we're not used to hearing a politician do what they say they're going to do in campaign mode, and then when they finally get elected. And she's right. It was 100% right, because we're right now, we are seeing a politician that's not a politician, a president that is not a politician. He is here to get things done, like it or not, and he's doing exactly what the people voted him in to do, and clean the swamps. And that's exactly what we're doing. He's doing, he's cleaned the swamps, and he's getting, and the media doesn't like it. If you think about it, if you had a job, if you're an old, you know, you had this job and your job depended on, you know, status quo, you know, staying the way it was, you don't want change. You don't want change because your job's in jeopardy. And what's happening is that's why they're getting, you know, D.C. right now is up in shambles right now, because there is major change happening, and he is doing what he says he's going to do. The media doesn't like it, but right now it doesn't matter about the media. Right now it matters about our country,
right?
And we have to get things done. We have to get that deficit in order. We have to get people back working. We have to get the medium income wage up again, and he's doing things to make that happen, and he's doing it by having tax cuts. He's doing it by inviting people to the White House, like the miners, to get them back to work, to be energy free. There's a lot of great things that are happening. And I told people at our workshop, we had this workshop on this past Wednesday at Ruth Chris, again, Standing House Only. You know, we had over 40 people there. We had to add another venue because we ran out of space for the amount of calls that we're getting. But I told them, I said, and I don't know if they're Republican or Democrat or independent or what, but I said, I don't care, because I said, we need to give this president a chance to do something. He's only been in office for 25, 26 days, and they're beating him like he's been in office for 4 years already.
Yeah.
They need to give him a break to see what he does works. And the thing about it is they're afraid that it is going to work.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That'll be less seats for them on the left.
It's going to be afraid because it is going to work because it's common sense tactics.
It really is.
It really is. It's common sense. So, yes, the question was, do I think it's going to do good? I think fundamentally it's going to be good because the fact that we're going to have lower tax rate, we're going to have more money. I have people calling me, John, that are excited about trying to get in the market, because if they're in the market, they're going to be able to make some money and they're not afraid right now like they were.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about being in the market, because investor behavior really is a key to success or failure. And obviously you're a proponent of that because you really coach people into staying the course or the strategy or the plan. And you set up an income plan for everybody that's totally independent, specifically tailor-made for them. But investor behavior can cause them trouble if when things start to go down, and we know the market is going to go down, people do begin to panic, and then they begin to make decisions contrary to what you advise them to do. And that's where people really get into some trouble and can get hurt in their portfolio, can't they?
Absolutely. You have to make sure you, like David Box said, you have to make sure you have a plan in place. You have to make sure you have an advisor that you trust. You have to make sure that you did your homework. You have to make sure that you're diversified. Allocation is important. These are all things that we preach every day on this show, on our radio show, our TV show. And speaking of our TV show, John, we did a bunch of filming. What was it? Monday. Yeah. We were there for like 12 hours recording some shows for these upcoming shows that are on Fox, following Chris Wallace at 10 o'clock every Sunday, at local Fox, Fox 4 at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30. And these are awesome shows. We're going to be doing some going out to the golf course and asking questions. Ask Alfie a question, a financial question. That's going to be coming up in a few week episode that Mary's going to go out there and interview some people. They're going to say, "Hey, Alfie, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?" And that's going to be cool. So I'll be able to answer it in studio. So these are going to be things. This show is cutting edge for local show. It's going to be, we have Chris Nealon, Kevin Nealon's brother is going to be, he's the producer of the show. We have, of course, John on the show. I'm on the show. David, my nephew and my case prep, he does all the case prep for us, and he's even on the show. We have a lot of people that are doing, Mary Thompson is the one that, she's on the show. She's the one doing these interviews for me. So there's a lot of people that's putting a lot of time. We have Mondo Umo from, I tell you what, Mondo,
beautiful
clothes. So they're in Naples, and I want you to really, they're in the Venetian area over there off of Venetian Parkway, I believe. But it's beautiful clothes. It's Mondo Umo.
Yeah, very, very beautiful stuff.
Yep. And men's clothing. So just, go there, and he's the one that gives us our clothes to wear on the show. And it's a fantastic store, so you want to go and check that out. And then, of course, Heritage Palm is where we're doing the all this, ask Alfie these questions on the golf course. So we have a lot of things happening, and it's just been this year, we've just been working so hard because this is important to have people invested properly. That's the name of the show, is Saving the Investor, and we're doing everything we can to save the investor from mistakes that you don't need to make.
Yeah, it's important, and that's why you need a financial strategist, a coach on your side that's going to give you good advice, sound advice that's beneficial for you well into your retirement years. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Schedule your own meet-and-greet session with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's available to meet with you and do what's called the financial MRI. He's going to examine your portfolio from the inside out. Make sure that you are diversified and allocated properly, making sure that you're not taking undue risks for the amount of return that you're getting, and making sure that your income, your financial plan, is going to outlast you. 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. When we get back, we're going to be talking about Dalbar Research and how that impacts you as an investor, especially those of you that like to be a do-it-yourselfer out there. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak. In studio with me now, Alfie Townsend. Southwest Florida's financial planner of Advantage Retirement Group. He's joining us now. Alfie, I'll tell you what, you get these documents and these packets of papers from financial advisors. You've got the documents you've got to go through to just try and figure out what it's all about. Let me ask you, what do you really need to know when it comes to your retirement income plan?
Well, these documents you're probably talking about are statements. I get these statements every month, and they really don't know what's in the statements because it shows one thing, but what it's not showing is your hidden fees. And the hidden fees, Trey, is what's really robbing you of your returns, and people have no idea what their fees are. So that's one thing you need to find out about your fees, your allocation, and if you're taking too much risk.
Advantage Retirement Group. Give Alfie a call today. Here's the number, 561-1155, 561-1155. You can also catch him on TV on Fox 4 every Sunday at 10 a.m. or visit him online, savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Schedule your own meet and greet in Fort Myers or Naples. Treat your wealth like your health. You want a financial coach on your side. And Alfie Townsend is Southwest Florida's financial planner and coach. Before the break, I was talking about Dalbar Research, and that may be a name that our listeners right now have never heard of. What is the significance of Dalbar and the research that they do that really shows investor behavior and shows what to do and what not to do?
They've been doing this for years, and what they do, John, is they just find the research. They do all this research on the behavior of not just the investor, but the advisor too. And I'll give you an example: is that a lot of people will let the emotion get in the way of their investments. And Dalbar Research, like we have here in 2014, to give you an example, the S&P made 13.69%. The average equity investor only garnished 5.5%. If they would have just left in the S&P, it was 13 over 13. The average investor made 5.5 during that year. And this is the last 20 years. The S&P has made 9.85. The average investor, 5.19. What happens is this, is that as a market is going up and down, they're taking the emotion and they're getting out as the market's going down. They're getting back in as the market's going back up. They do it complete opposite. Like David Bach said, you got to buy as it goes down, and it hurts. It hurts as you're buying as it's going down, but it's the pain that you're going to suffer by not doing it. So we do that automatically here at the Advanced Retirement Group. Our fund managers will do that, as it's called rebalancing. They're going to be buying as things go down. When things are going up too much, they're going to be selling off what went up too much. And that's how you curb volatility. But we had this nice couple that came in this past week, and they were saying, you know, in 08, their advisor, I said, did you get out? And they said, yes, we did get out. But I told the advisor that I was a little concerned and I want to get out. And he didn't try to talk me out of it at all. And I told him that's amazing. That is that's not criminal, but that's how you lose a lot of money, is having an advisor that doesn't understand rebalancing, having an advisor that doesn't understand how to curb volatility, having an advisor that doesn't understand how to create income. Advisors can either make you or break you, and that's why I want to give you an opportunity. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Come in, meet with me. You will be meeting with me, and we'll sit down. And like David, it was amazing, John, you heard him say this. Last week we talked about values and goals. You know, how we find out what their values and goals are, not just talk about anything. You know, like, well, what's your number? What's this? What's that? You know, what can you lose? And no, we talk about values and goals, and that's how you determine a plan from your values and goals. And we had the whole show last week about it.
Right.
And David said how to find David Bach, that is big time, nine best selling New York Times books on investments, and been on Oprah for many, many times. And he said the same thing that we preached last week. He was saying, when you're interviewing an advisor, if your advisor doesn't start by asking you what your goals are, what your values are, you know, what's tugging at your heart, what do you want this money to do for you? And if he's not starting there, if he talks about, you know, income or, you know, returns, he's a product pusher.
Right.
He is not an advisor.
And there's a lot of people pushing products, aren't there?
Absolutely. There's a lot of people pushing products. You know, they're saying an annuity, you know, pushing annuity down your throat, or they're, you know, bashing the market. They're, you know, what we want to do is look at your overall, you know, and we might use an annuity on part of your, you know, part of your investments, you know, because, you know, we have annuities averaging, you know, close to 5%. I can use that as part of your bond portfolio because it makes more than bonds, and then we can have more equity. There's ways to build portfolios to give you the best of the best of both worlds of investing instead of just one. I'm not narrow-minded, and that's what's nice about dealing with someone that's a certified financial planner that understands where returns come from, that understands how to create that return for the least amount of volatility possible to get that return. And that's what it's about during retirement. It's not always what you make, is what you don't lose.
That's very important. And you want to have a financial strategist on your side, somebody who basically has over 30 years of experience. Coach Alfie Townsend is a certified financial planner. And that's very, very important in the scope of what you do, because as a certified financial planner, there's not many in the area or across the nation. And really, you have skills and abilities that your average broker doesn't have, don't you?
Well, you know, it's not just that. I went to a CFP meeting this past week. It was 8 a.m. over in Fort Myers, and there was, you know, there was about probably 20 of us there, but they were all CFPs, the board, CEO or CEE. I think he was a chairman of the board of the CFPs over in DC. He was here talking to us and talking about the Department of Labor ruling, and you know, they just talked about how many CFPs and how they're trying to really push the CFP, because it's important to have a certified financial planner helping people with their retirements. They said there'd be a lot less problems if that was happening. And, you know, so there's 77, like right at 77,000 only in the United States. There's only 77,000 financial advisors, certified financial advisors in the United States. So if you, you know, if you're dealing with someone that's not a CFP, give me a call. I'll show you what we do different. And that's a, you know, certified financial planner professional is what we are. And I can look at your whole plan. That's the main thing. It's like, I always call it being the quarterback on your team, because if I'm the quarterback, I can look at what you have, and I might not know everything, and I will definitely not know everything. I don't say I do know everything, but I do know things because of my background that I can look at to say, you know what, I see a little bit of an issue here. If it's regarding your wills, your power of attorneys, advanced directive, or if it's regarding, you know, something in your IRA, I'm not liking your, you know, things that are titled the way they are, or whatever it is, I can get help for you. Because if I have to refer you to a CPA, if I have to refer you to an elder law attorney, an estate attorney, we do that. So that's what a job of a certified financial planner is. That's why you want us on your side, to be able to look at your whole picture. Yeah, instead of just part of it.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Let Alfie be that second set of eyes. Treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. We're going to have some more talk on retirement right after this break, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number, as always, is 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You do owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Treat your wealth like your health, especially those of you that are snowbirds that are here seasonally. This would be a great time for you while you're down here in the beautiful Southwest Florida weather to sit down with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples and let him take a look at what you have. He's going to make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial and prudent so that you can set sail towards the retirement plan that is best for you. And really, that's what you do. You create an income plan, a strategy that is best for each individual case. And not all people are treated the same here because they have different values, like you said, different goals, different dreams into retirements. And really, you do an interview with them to find out what those areas are first before you even make a recommendation, don't you?
You can. It's the holistic view. That's what we are. We're holistic, where that means that we're finding out what your values are, finding out what your goals are. And David Bach talked about this on the interview when I asked him, and that's the approach that you want, because you can't find out, if I don't know what your values and goals are, I have no idea what we're going to put you in, okay? And if you want a legacy, if you know what's important to you, what's tugging at your heart that's important to you, what is this money that you have, what do you want it to do for you? And if you say, well, I want it to make a bunch of money, then that's, you know, we might not be the advisor for you, because if you're wanting to make nothing, I want to make 20% a year every year. Well, that's unrealistic. You know, I'm going to bring you back to reality and say, look, we can make a lot of money, but you're going to be taking a lot of risk. You sure you want to do that? Now, some people will do that with a part of their money. I have no problem with that.
Right.
Okay. But if I'm looking at your overall picture, what we want to do, and that's the holistic view, is from the 50,000 foot down, is I'm looking at your whole picture and not just looking at it as, we can give you income, we can do this. We're going to look at everything, and we want to we want to look at your fees and reduce those fees. We want to make sure that you're not taking unnecessary risk. And that's what that financial MRI is, a financial MRI roadmap. What it is this: we look at your holdings, what you have, and it's going to break down your standard deviations and break down your volatility, and it's going to tell us what you're holding away. If you have large companies, small companies, if you have long-term bonds, short-term bonds, intermediate bonds, what you're holding. And then we're going to show you the average return on that portfolio. Then we're also going to show you your standard deviation, that number. And that number is important because that number tells us, compared to our portfolios, what type of risk you're taking, if it's unnecessary risk, or if you're online. And that's what validation is all about. And we talk about it. Get your plan validated. And if it's, we've been seeing a lot of people. So when something comes to my mind, I know I change it very fast. But we had a client that came, we had a great, great couple. And when they came in, they want to do business with us, John, but they had $500,000 in capital gains. And they weren't in anything one real heavy. Like they weren't in, I told them, I said, listen, I do not want to do this to you. They want me as their advisor. I said, you're in a good situation that even though we can beat your volatility by 60%, this money is really money to pass on to your heirs. It's in a trust. You don't really need to pay capital gains on $500,000.
Right.
You don't need it. I'll help you with things that we can help you with, but I don't want to put you in that damage, of having to pay all those taxes. Now, they love that about me, but I said, but what we can do is call these companies and find out what you're, 100% make sure it's all, because you're paying tax on this money each and every year. Let's make sure that is your capital gain for sure. So we're doing that. But in addition to that, we're helping him out on things that he doesn't have with other money. So there's things, if I look at your situation, I told him, look, if this was all with one company, because we had another couple that came in this week that lost a lot of money in energy because they worked for the company and they had that energy stock and they didn't want to pay the taxes of capital gains while they were working. And so then the value of the stock went down over 50%.
Wow.
Because they didn't want to pay taxes of 20%. So the thing about it is this: let's look at your whole picture and then put a plan together for you. And that's what we do. We're going to do as a fiduciary, we're going to do what's right for you. And we're going to, and when we look at the whole picture, we're going to make sure that it's a benefit in you.
Yeah. And it's important to note that you don't work with everybody. And that's not your goal, is to work with those that you fit with and that fit with you. And really, you want to, you know, you're out for their best interest as a fiduciary. And, you know, that's why people really should come in and get a second opinion, because basically you're going to look from a totally objective standpoint, aren't you?
That's what we do, John. And that's what we have to do. We look at it, because I can't work with everybody that comes in.
Right.
And the thing about it is, they might not like something about, you know, our philosophy, and that's okay. But you won't know that. But I will promise you one thing: you'll know more when you leave than you did when you came in. And that's a great thing. So if you choose not to work with us, that's okay. But you're going to know what your portfolio can do for you, or will do, in a down market. You will know that before it happens.
Yeah, it's important. And that's why education is what Alfie does a lot. He does a lot of coaching classes. And by you being available to that, it's going to benefit you on a lot of different levels, so that you get greater understanding to be able to retire towards the course of what you set as an income plan. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. Schedule your own meet and greet session with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will do what's called a financial MRI, examining your portfolio from the inside out. It's going to expose hidden fees that you don't know that are there. It's going to show you if you're diversified and allocated properly, making sure that you're not taking undue risk for the return that you're getting. And he's going to answer a question you should be asking as a investor, or as a soon-to-be retired or a retiree: will my income last? 561-1155. Until next time, we'll be back right here next Saturday at 9 a.m. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.